Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. Almost first thing in the morning, we've got some really good sports to watch. Live from France, it's the French Open, that's tennis, and it's the quarterfinals. We've got action on both the men's and women's side of the bracket. On the women's side, as is often the case, we have Serena Williams and three other people you've probably never heard of. Serena Williams is playing against Sara Errani, and in the other quarterfinal matchup of Wednesday's action, it's Timea Bosinski versus Allison von Utvanik. So I think I've actually heard of Sara Errani before, but I've never heard of the other two women. Allison von Utvanik is actually a qualifier, so she's not even ranked. She just did well enough in the sort of pre-tournament tournament that she made it into the French Open, and now she's in the quarterfinals. The men's bracket, as is often the case, is much more predictable. The first matchup is Andy Murray and David Ferrer. Ferrer is a Spaniard, so he's got some fans slash frenemies in France to root for him. But the real match that everyone has been waiting for is Novak Djokovic against Rafael Nadal. Nadal is something like 72-1 at the French Open. He's won all but one of the last 10 or so French Opens. He's just brilliant on clay. But this year, he really hasn't been playing well. And that's why he was ranked poorly enough that he could meet the first-seeded best player in the world, Novak Djokovic, in a quarterfinal. The coverage of all of this stuff starts at 8 a.m. Eastern Time on ESPN2. It begins with the women's matches on two different courts, and whenever they're done, the men's matches will take over. In the evening, it is the first game of the Stanley Cup Finals. That's hockey. It's the Chicago Blackhawks and the Tampa Bay Lightning. The first game is in Tampa Bay. It's at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC. A lot of people are talking about this stat that the Tampa Bay Lightning could become the first team to beat four of the original six teams in one postseason. The original six doesn't really mean anything. It's sort of an honorary thing given to the first six teams. They weren't actually the first, but for about 40 years of NHL history, they were the only six teams in the league. This is sort of a silly stat. Back when there were only six teams, the playoffs really weren't deep enough to play four teams. Back then, it was only semifinals and finals, so there were only four teams. You only needed eight wins total to win the cup. This is the reason behind the whole tradition in Detroit of throwing octopus on the ice. It wasn't until 1980 that the playoffs even went to 16 teams and thus required a team to beat four other teams to win the Stanley Cup. What people really should be talking about, the stats that is way more impressive, is that the Chicago Blackhawks could win three Stanley Cups in six seasons if they won this year. And that's pretty unheard of in this era. Other than that, I mean, there's regular season baseball. I'm excited about the Minnesota Twins playing the Boston Red Sox at 7 p.m. That is because I'm going to the game. But really, the Red Sox are in last place in the increasingly irrelevant American League East Division. The Twins are pretty good. They've got 30 wins and 19 losses. So normally I wouldn't care, but hey, I'm going, and it's my first time at historic Fenway Park. Other than that, the Women's College World Series in softball continues. The first game was on Monday, and Florida won that one 3-2 over Michigan. There is a game on Tuesday night and one on Wednesday night. In addition, there is some soccer, not totally, you know, earth-shattering, but Peru and Mexico are playing in a friendly matchup. This is men's soccer. That one will be on ESPN News at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And there's three Major League Soccer games. The Montreal Impact play the Vancouver Whitecaps. These are great names of teams. Philadelphia Union play the Columbus Crew. And the DC United, who kind of announced today, or at least it leaked into the newspapers, that they're thinking about moving to Virginia because they can't get a stadium deal done in Washington, D.C. They're going to be playing against the Chicago Fire at 7 p.m. That's about it for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2015. Thanks so much for listening. Find us on the web at dearsportsfan.com and send me questions to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. Thanks to my brother, Jesse Fisher, for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.